I thought I'd done all right. You know, I know I can do much better. The pitch didn't really help us, but you know, it was always going to be a difficult game against Swindon. So I thought we put a lot of effort in, and it was a good team performance.
And obviously you've come to Crawley, obviously not too far down the road from Portsmouth. Obviously the move itself, I mean, you've seen the ground, seen the players around you. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, when I played against you guys on Boxing Day at Fratton Park, the energy of the team, that's what done it for me, really. That's what, it was easy for me to make a decision to come here. When I spoke to the gaffer was enthusiastic about me coming here, and he just showed how much he wanted me here, so it was a good move.
Yeah, after the game on Boxing Day, Crawley fans were talking about it, saying, yeah, that guy in the opposition is pretty good, and Crawley maybe needed to strengthen the right back area. So it's nice for them that they've sort of, a club signed a player that they remember well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think that's what kind of edged me to come in here as well, hearing all the positive that the fans were saying about me. So yeah, it was an easy decision for me to come here.
And sort of the squad around you, do you know any of the guys from before?
No, I don't. But they made me settle in so easy. It's like I've known them for ages now. I've only been with the team for a couple of weeks. And yeah, they're a good bunch of lads.
And a young squad around, I mean, some of the older players, like Gary Alexander and Claude Davies, that have been moved out on loan or permanently. And obviously with yourself being an international player, do you sort of already feel some responsibility as well?
I think everyone takes responsibility, no matter how old or young you are. You know, you're on the pitch, you got to do your job, no matter if you're 18, 16 or 25, 38, you got to do your job at the end of the day, so yeah.
And obviously you're known for getting forward, but of course you have to concentrate on the defensive side as well. I mean, obviously you've got great pace, so it's, do you obviously like to get forward?
Yeah, going forward is my game, but then I do know I am a right back at the end of the day, so I've got to defend. but I do like to get forward more than I like to defend.
Moving the camp, I mean, Crawley have sort of been in and around the playoffs. They've sort of dropped to 14th now, but still only 6 points off the playoffs with games in hand. Is it a good position to be in?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're all positive and we've all got that desire to get into the playoffs, so hopefully it happens for us.
What do you make of the league in general? I mean, how do you compare, say, Crawley to Portsmouth, for example? Playing-wise?
You know what, to be fair, at Portsmouth we played a lot of good football. You know, like, it's a shame what's happening over there, but we had a good team, and it did affect us on the pitch. But yeah, like, you saw, you're probably at the game on Boxing Day, and we done all right, I thought, you know what I mean, but it's a shame.
And Sheffield United Tuesday night, it's a massive game. I don't know if you went there this year with Portsmouth. It's a big ground, probably the biggest crowd you'll play in front of this season.
Yeah, well, you know, I played at Fratton Park and that was, 16,000-17,000 sometimes, so I played in front of big crowds before, but we played Sheffield United already and we lost 1-0, but they're not really a difficult side to go and beat over there, you know what I mean, but with the team we've got here, I think we can go there and get a decent point.
Yeah, definitely a big strong side, but I think some of their results themselves recently, particularly at home, they've actually shown that they're not unbeatable.
Yeah. Just a name to me. Sheffield United is just a name. I'll go there and I'll put my effort in again and hopefully we get 3 points over there.
And plenty of games to go. I mean, obviously, first game for 3 weeks. So plenty of games. They'll come thick and fast, so it's a real good chance to get into some rhythm as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got a good point today and the boys are buzzing and I think we can really push on from here.